This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Epiphany Friday, to be used only if there is a 5 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted February 4, 2011, Jeremiah 17:5-10. Trust in the Lord. Paraphrase: the Lord says that the person who trusts in another human or in human ability will be cursed. He will be like a shrub in the desert. He will dwell in desolation and experience no good. Blessed is the one who puts his trust in the Lord. He is like a tree which grows beside a stream. He will not worry about heat or drought. When drought comes, his leaves will remain green and he will continue to bear fruit. The human heart is deceitful and corrupt beyond understanding. The Lord searches the mind and tests the heart of every person, and will repay each person according to the results of what he has done. Commentary: trust in anything or person other than the Lord will ultimately disappoint and destroy us. It is hard to begin to trust the Lord. We believe material and human resources are what we need and the solution to our problems. We have to let go of those physical resources and trust in spiritual resources which seem less substantial and real to us. It is hard to trust in the Lord until we come to the end of our own resources and realize that we need Him and the help that only He can provide. This lifetime has been designed so that we can have the opportunity to learn to trust in the Lord. If we will begin to trust the Lord, He will show us that we can believe and count on Him. As we learn to trust Him, He will cause our trust in Him to grow. When I began to seek the Lord in daily devotional Bible reading, meditation and prayer, He began leading me one day at a time. That in itself is hard for us, because we have all sorts of future plans for ourselves, and we plan well in advance. As we begin to seek His guidance, He will show us things in His Word, and as we begin to act on those things, He will cause our faith to grow. The Lord gave me a series of experiences which increased my trust in Him, see particularly discipleship, and spiritual growth, personal testimonies, sidebar, top right. The Lord showed me that unlike human and material resources, He is never unavailable and there is no problem too difficult for Him to solve. I didn't turn to the Lord until midlife and a career crisis. Since then I've been letting the Lord lead me. I haven't accomplished anything great by worldly standards, but He has given me many great opportunities for a ministry of the gospel. I realize now that the things I did in my secular career were not important or full eternally. Only what I have done by the guidance and empowerment of the Lord has been worthwhile. We can't trust our own hearts, because our flesh causes us to desire what is not good for us. Following our own hearts will lead to disaster. Only when we give our hearts to the Lord and allow Him to cleanse and fill them with His Holy Spirit can we seek and do what is truly good and worthwhile. Don't come to the end of your life to discover that everything you did is going to burn up in the day of judgment, 1 Corinthians 3:10-15, and that you failed to do what is truly and eternally important. Be planted by the river of living water, the Holy Spirit, John 7:37-39, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, and then you will bear fruit that will endure for eternal life. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46? Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:14-14?